Loving God. What's love supposed to look like? Especially to God. We say we love many things. Some of us love to eat. Anybody here like that? Some people love to sleep. Some love to go on vacations. It may be the love of entertainment, movies, video games, shows. We use the word sometimes quite loosely. Oh, I love that pizza. Many of us have trouble with the love of money. Cars, hobbies, work. Kids love to play. Some of us are in love with sports. What about God? What does God look at in us to see our love? What does love look like to God? If you would, we're going to look at Luke 6, verses 27 through 36. This is Jesus talking. But I tell you who hear me, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. That's pretty tough. Bless those who curse you and pray for those who mistreat you. I have a little grandson named Gabe. And if he prays for lunch, he'll say, God, I ask your blessing on those who don't like me. I don't know who that'd be, but he's pretty lovable. But then he says, and also bless those who do like me. And I think of that quite often about how we deal with other people. If somebody's not nice to us, do we show them that we still have Christ living in us? If someone strikes you on one cheek, turn to him the other also. If someone takes your cloak, do not stop him from taking your tunic. Give to everyone who asks you. And if anyone takes what belongs to you, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who are good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do that. And if you lend to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners, expecting to be repaid in full. But love your enemies. Do good to them. And lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, because He is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Wow, this seems, for human nature, nearly impossible. Well, for human nature, it probably is. God offered us the counselor, as it said in John, to be our guide, to live within us, to walk with us, and to help us deal with those things in life that are really tough. But so often, do we lean on the counselor? Do we lean on Jesus? Do we lean on God? Or we go to somebody else and need to talk about our troubles and lay it upon them also. Do we actually use our counselor every day to get us through tough things, whether it be wonderful things or things that are problematic to us? We like to bare our souls to others, as we might say. But every time we do that, we're truly bearing our soul to God. We've all been caught in complaining about someone else. We've all been caught up in saying things to other people. But doesn't God tell us that when we have a problem like that, we're to lean on our counselor, we're to lean on God, and we're to lean on Jesus? What does love truly look like if God's looking at us? Does he see our love? Let's go to the chapter that's dedicated to love, 1 Corinthians 13. Through Jesus Christ and God our Father, Paul has written this. If I speak in the tongues of men and angels, but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or clanging cymbal. I may know a lot about the Bible. I may know a lot about things. But if I'm not speaking as God would speak, I'm just making noise. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains but have not love, I am nothing. What that nothing means is that we are nothing in God's eyes. It's not important. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames, but have not love, I gain nothing. God wrote this chapter primarily for me, I think. Love is patient. I have a problem there. I don't know if any of you do. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in truth. Sometimes we may hear, and I think this is pretty important for especially the young, somebody saying something that might be funny to them, and instead of us reacting correctly, we might laugh along. But if it's not nice, we really shouldn't be laughing. Love always protects. It always trusts. It always hopes. And it always perseveres. Nowhere in there does it say love is negative. Love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. And, you know, when it's talking about prophecies, do you realize that every prophecy in the Bible, even though it comes true, is going to pass away when Jesus comes? For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when perfection comes, which was Jesus Christ, the imperfect disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. And I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put childish ways behind me. When we look at ourselves in the mirror, we can slightly see Jesus, if he's living within us. But it says, now we see but a poor reflection in the mirror. Then we shall see face to face. For I know in part, I think that means God's will. I know part of it. But soon I will know it fully, even as I have been fully known. The things we hide from other people, the things we keep secrets about, the things that we think nobody knows about, God does. And now these things remain. In the end, these things remain. Faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. God shows us what love's supposed to look like. He teaches us what we are supposed to reflect, whether it be at Kroger's, whether it be driving down the road, whether it be dealing with people that don't know us. I think it means especially when we're dealing with people that don't know us. When we look at people, do we see Jesus? Does God see love when he looks at me, when he looks at you? It's easy to say love, but there's work we have to do to be love. There's improvements we need to make to show love. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we ask you to teach us to love. Teach us to be open and listening to your Holy Spirit. Teach us not only to obey your word, but to let Jesus be our example. Teach us to become worthy of having the Holy Spirit inside us. Teach us to become worthy vessels for you to abide in, and a vessel prepared for the work you have planned for us. Thank you, Jesus, for our salvation. Forgive us for the suffering we all have caused and the hurt we have done to your children. Please, Father, be our guide. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.